Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Tuesday morning. A full show for you this morning. It is Hungerthon Day here on WFAN, and we also have a ton of sports to talk about, considering last night's Monday Night Football game where you saw two teams go over 50 points, unprecedented in NFL history, where you had two teams going over 50 in the same game, so then you had the first team ever to score 50 and lose in what was as exciting an NFL game as I've ever watched. And Brian Cashman strikes again, going out and getting one of the top trade targets in Major League Baseball, and James Paxton, and improving that staff right away, and probably not done. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm exhausted, Gio. I mean, I'm just worn out from watching that game last night and guys going back and forth, running up and down the field. I mean, think about this. If you are the Kansas City Chiefs, you have two losses and you've scored over 90 points in those two games. How do you explain that?
I don't know.
The Big 12 has hit the NFL, man. It's like if you are a defensive player or a defensive purist or somebody who likes actual defensive football, I mean, the fact that they scored 105 points or 105 points is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
But the defense did play a part in the game.
They played a big part in the game. In the sense that, you know, they did make some plays. They got the turnovers. They scored touchdowns. And, you know, those are the things that ultimately is what we talk about when we say a game wrecker from a defensive lineman standpoint. But still, the athletes that were on stage last night, and I can guarantee you that whether it be one of these two teams or a team that's actually better than these two teams, the New Orleans Saints, makes it to Super Bowl 53, it's going to be unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
Assuming that all these guys stay healthy.
Yeah, I know. This really is shaping up to be just an incredible matchup in the Super Bowl, whether it's Chiefs and Rams or Chiefs and Saints or Patriots and Saints or Patriots, whatever it is, that combination is going to be unbelievable. And the defenses did play a part, and Aaron Donald was able to wreck a couple of drives and led to turnovers and even a defensive score. But, this was just up and down everything that we expected. Now, you mentioned the Big 12 coming to the NFL, and that's one of the thoughts that I had coming out of this game was this is the first time that I felt like college football and the NFL mirrored one another in the idea that you have a couple of teams at the top in the Rams, the Chiefs, the Saints, and the Patriots have been up and down, but they're still the Patriots. They can still put up a ton of points, and they beat the Chiefs by scoring 43. But you've got a couple of teams at the top that look like they're playing a different game, that look like they have separated themselves from the rest of the league. I mean, you watch Steelers Jaguars on Sunday, then you watch this, and this is not a fluke. I mean, this is consistent every week with these teams, you know, not as crazy 50 points a game, but I mean, these teams are capable of doing this every single time that they take the field.
Yeah, it is. And you know, Patrick Mahomes had a couple meltdowns last night, but you know, the thing about him is that he just kept coming back and coming back and coming back. And, you know, they took the lead late in the fourth quarter. They gave up the lead late in the fourth quarter. And then they had the ball late in the fourth quarter. And he ultimately threw an interception. But if you are a fan of football and you watch your team struggle, this, you know, like the Jets and the Giants around here specifically, the Buffalo Bills up in Buffalo, their offenses are just like so stagnant.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you watch this last night and you watch the athletes making plays and you watch the quarterbacks throwing the ball down the field. I mean, that's what you want. That's what the league is going to. This is what the league wants. I can't wait to see what this rating was last night. It had to be off the charts. It had to be one of the all-time ratings for Monday Night Football.
Oh, of course.
Because of back and forth. And then once Twitter gets a hold of it and social media gets a hold of it and it's 23-23 at halftime, and you have explosive plays happening all over the place. You know, and a lot of times, you know, young quarterbacks would make a mistake or they'd get, you know, sacked and fumble or they throw an interception and all of a sudden they go in a shell. But neither one of the coaches allowed these players, Jared Goff or Patrick Mahomes, more Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, to go in a shell, especially with the start of this game. The officials were just like getting in the way.
Oh, it was terrible.
It was brutal.
Yeah, and finally, you know, you always talk about how like the NFL and the commissioner's office and, you know, how things seem to happen the way that you want them to and then get straightened out. Like, I'm not saying that this happened, but the thought crossed my mind in the beginning of this game. Like, someone from the NFL has got to call down there and say, like, don't stop calling penalties, but stop calling as many penalties. Because this game, we're supposed to see these two teams go up and down the field in this track meet, and you keep throwing speed bumps in front of them. So it did sort of change as the game went on. But boy, was that frustrating as hell in the first quarter that every single play there was a flag.
It really was. And the Chiefs seemed like they were a little bit out of sorts as the game started. But at the end of the day, they still scored 51.
I know.
I mean, dude, they scored 51 points.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes had one of the most incredible NFL performances on both sides that I've ever seen, because you got six touchdown passes, but yet the three interceptions and then the lost fumble. I mean, you know,
he gave the ball away five times,
right? The two lost fumbles and the three interceptions.
And still scored 51 points. They gave the
ball. Six touchdowns.
It was like the Giant game on Sunday. They had four turnovers, but they gave up 35 points.
Yep, right.
It's crazy. It's almost like these coaches have just said, you know what? We're throwing caution to the wind. We trust our quarterbacks. We're going to give them a great game plan, and we're going to go out there. We're just going to let it rip. And Jared Goff, I mean, I felt like early on that Sean McVay was sending a message to the league that, hey, my quarterback's just as good as their quarterback. My quarterback, in its own right, is having an MVP season. And when you take a look at the quarterback top of the leaderboard here now,
yeah,
I mean, Drew Brees is completing 77% of his passes, 25 touchdowns, and only one interception. I mean, that's insane.
Right.
And I would tell you that their team overall is better than the two teams that we saw last night.
Yeah, you'd have to think so, and even if you do that well, the Rams lost to the Saints, and the Rams then beat the Chiefs, you could do that. But I would agree, especially the way that the Saints have blown teams out, and they haven't lost since week one. It's been incredible, the run that they are on. And you're right, I mean, it felt like Sean McVay wanted to keep up with Patrick Mahomes via his own passing game, because Todd Gurley was basically a non-factor in the game. What do you have, 12 carries? Four catches.
They only ran for 76 yards total. I think he ran for 70 of the 76 yards.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, usually Gurley's over 100. He's got six or seven catches. I mean, the guy's got a couple touchdowns, and it didn't happen last night for him. It was coming from everybody else. You had Everett with a couple of touchdowns, Reynolds and Woods, and it was just Goff ran for one. So it wasn't a Gurley night. It was more, if we're going to match you through the air, because we know that's what Patrick Mahomes is going to be doing on the other side.
I mean, the crazy thing is that the Chiefs had almost 100 yards total offense more than the Rams.
Yeah.
I mean, because there was a defense, there were a couple defensive touchdowns and short fields for offenses to make plays in one or two play series. I think that's one of the things that impacted the fact that the Rams didn't have to go as far as the Chiefs did. But I mean, this game was, it was exhausting. And I really honestly thought that Patrick Mahomes was going to pull it out. I really did.
Yeah.
I mean,
Two opportunities.
I wanted it to go into overtime, actually.
Yeah.
I wanted them to get down into field goal range, kick the field goal, tie the game, and go into overtime. But, you know, it's just it's unfortunate that he threw the interception at the end of the game. A little bit of pressure. But I don't know. If this is a prelude to what we think Super Bowl 53 is going to look like, no matter who the teams are in it, or because I don't see – like, Houston's not getting there.
No.
Tennessee's not getting there. Like, I'm trying to think. Baltimore's not getting there. I'm trying to think that these teams, maybe Pittsburgh gets there, because their defense actually is pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, they have a shot. But, I mean, it's just tough for me to say the Steelers right now, with the way that the Chiefs play offense and keeping up with that, even though they have their own great offense, but just keeping up with that is very difficult. And the fact that the Steelers can never beat the Patriots when it matters. So, I mean, if they run into the Patriots in the playoffs, then see you later. So it's just hard for me to, I mean, they are a solid three for me in that conference right now with the way that these other teams are playing. I mean, it is impossible. Like, I can't imagine. You get any of these teams at home, how are you beating them? Honestly, you get the Chiefs at Arrowhead. How are you beating them?
Well, that's why they better not trip up. They better not have to go on the road, because their defense is really helped by playing in Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Now, Arrowhead's a pain in the ass place to play, man, for the opposing quarterback and the opposing team. So I don't know. They can go anywhere and they can score points, but at the end of the day, the home team defense is going to get the boost it needs from the home crowd. I felt like even though the Rams gave up 51 points last night, they did make some plays on defense.
Yeah, and they did, right. And huge plays. I mean, you had two defensive touchdowns from the same guy. I mean, Aaron Donald with the two big plays, the sack fumbles that were just crucial. So it's fun. I mean, this game, you would think if you didn't watch it, you'd be like 54-51, there's no defense. Well, no. I mean, there was actually plenty of defense. I mean, the Chiefs had their own defensive touchdown. They also had that fumble early on in the second quarter where they recovered it that led to the Kareem Hunt screen for a TD. So, I mean, the defenses were involved and they were, but I mean, it's just so hard to keep up with these quarterbacks and these offenses because they're just so brilliant. I mean, they really are. The guys are running wide open all over the place. I mean, you know that Wade Phillips, Sean McVay, and all the defensive players on the Rams know to not let Tyreek Hill get behind you in any sort of situation. And there he was, running wide open down the middle of a field for the touch. It's just impossible. The play design, the pace, I mean, the way that these guys throw the football, even though Jared Goff, for the first time I saw him missing guys a little bit and underthrowing them a couple of times in this game.
He threw a couple in the dirt, but at the end of the day, it didn't bother him.
No.
Like, he just kept going. Now, the Chiefs go on a bye this week. They're 9-2, so remember, the Steelers had that tie with Cleveland from week one. They are 7-2-1, and the Patriots are 7-3. So off the bye come the Oakland Raiders.
They play them twice, right?
They
haven't
the
played
Raiders
them yet.
Right. They play the Raiders twice. So they have to go to Oakland after the bye. Then they're at home versus Baltimore, at home versus the Chargers, at Seattle, and at Oakland.
Yeah, they're going 14-2. I mean, that's it. They're going 14-2. They'll get home field.
And they probably are going to have to go 14-2 because, remember, they already lost to the Patriots. So one more loss and the Patriots go undefeated. That means the Patriots would have the home field advantage. But depending on what the Patriots and Steelers do, because those two teams play each other.
Right. Absolutely. So it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. And remember, too, you know, with the Super Bowl this year, which is a CBS Super Bowl, as I'll mention again, it's going to be played in a dome. It's going to be down in Atlanta. It's that fast track, so you don't have to worry about any sort of weird field conditions. Isn't a cold weather Super Bowl, anything like that. I mean, they are going to be underneath a roof at a normally fast track with offenses like this. I mean, this could be, I mean, it's going to be tough to top last year in the offense that happened, but I mean, we're on pace for that right now.
Well,
we really
I think
are.
So. No matter which one of the teams make it out of the conferences, but I'm sitting there going, man, I wonder what it would be like to play in a game kind of like that. I had a game like that against the Rams, albeit in Anaheim, when Jim Everett was the quarterback. We went back and forth like that.
Yeah.
And we went into overtime. And what I remember about that game, we ended up winning the game. What I remember about that game, that whole overtime period, I had to go to the bathroom. I just had to go
to the
bathroom.
That's your lasting memory?
That's my lasting memory. I remember we won the game, but it was just like last night. And not as many points. I think it was like 34-31 or 37-34, something like that. But it was up and down the field. It was like there was no defense being played. And I'm just sitting there watching last night. I was envious of watching those guys and watching how many guys are wide open and how many balls both quarterbacks threw at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I was thinking about if this game was played in Mexico City with the air quality at altitude, I mean, with that pace, I mean, I don't know what the hell would happen to players.
I was glad they played it in L.A. simply because everything
and the terrible field too.
Everything that's gone out there on out there in L.A. and everything else, and you know, you saw the L.A. fire department hats on the
right.
guys and all that stuff. That was
awesome. The family of the one police officer who lost his life in the shooting out there the game to light the torch.
But that's what sports does. You know, that sports brings 100,000 people together all in one in front of, you know, millions of people watching on TV. And you can really send a message. And we remember that from our 9/11 days here. But I would say that just the whole look, you know, from the uniforms to the sold out stadium to the expectations to the players playing at such a high level. And you know, you had turnovers, you had big plays, you had, It was just crazy. It was everything that I think we all expected it to be.
Yeah, if somebody didn't like that, you're just being curmudgeonly. This doesn't happen all the time in the NFL. If every single game turned out to be a 50-point shootout,
don't you
then
feel like
may-
we're heading that way, though?
Yeah, I know, but I mean that's because we're focusing on these games, the Saints, the we have multiple teams that can do that, but there's still a lot of teams that cannot do that. So, I mean, if this got to the point where there was no defense played in the NFL, I could see people complaining. But, I mean, there still is. There's still plenty of defense played.
And now you know why, right? You got to have a young stud that's going to throw the ball down the field.
Yeah.
I mean, both of those kids played great last night. You know, you have turnovers and all that other stuff. And Patrick Mahomes will be better for it because I think he'll understand how precious it is to hold on to the football in an NFL game and not give it away. And the fact that he has five turnovers and still scored 51 points is a testament to who he is as a player, but it also shows a little bit of a crack in his game, that he's got to be more careful and he's got to be more aware of what's happening around him and not be so, fearless. That's probably the word I would use.
So we're going to talk plenty about this game. Of course, we have to get to the big Yankees trade as Brian Cashman strikes first in this offseason and goes out and gets James Paxton, which is going to be a lot of conversation around what else he's going to add to that staff, if anything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.